Hey everyone, it's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means? It's Saturday Morning Hustle, back for you on part two, or a two-part series. We started part one last week, how to win properly. Today we're going to do part two, how to lose properly, how to lose well. Now, probably thinking to yourself, wait, I don't want to hear about losing. I want to talk about being a loser. I don't want to lose. The fact is, all of us lose, sometimes big, sometimes small. Everything you do can't work. It's going to happen. It's part of life. It's definitely part of being a professional. It's definitely part of running a business. So you have to know how to utilize those losses, those setbacks, those unexpected outcomes to create value for you so that you understand the silver lining of each and every loss. Hit my music.
It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great.
Now, you guys have heard me say on this podcast 100 times, 1,000 times maybe, that you will hear no more than you will hear yes. And it's not you. It's not because you're not good at what you do. It's because that's the nature of life, and it's absolutely the nature of business. A lot of people kind of tell you it's 100 to 1, 100 no's to 1 yes, and you can't get to that 1 yes until you go through 100 no's, how many frogs you got to kiss to get a prince, whatever you want to, however you want to sum it up, it's absolutely true. You can't be in business, you can't be an entrepreneur, you definitely can't be your own brand and a leader if you can't accept no's, if you can't accept losses and unexpected outcomes and things that just don't go your way. Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen more often than not. You have to be able to plow through that, pull great information out of it, find the silver lining, and work better moving forward what you learn and how you're positioned from each and every no, each and every loss. So all those L's are going to add up, but we're going to take them in stride. We're going to talk about today what to do as you take a loss, as you have something that doesn't work out the way you want it to, how to pull the nuggets out of it, how to find the gems, how to do better with it, and then how to move forward in a better way with the less likelihood that you get a no less time next time you move forward in a better way. Number one is when you get a no, when you get a rejection, when you don't get the situation you want, whether it's trying to sell something, create a partnership, collaboration, etc. Typically, and this is for business, this is not your personal life, but in business, no doesn't necessarily mean never. No means not right now, or this is not the right fit. So, is this the right product or service? Well, maybe it's not what I need right now. Maybe it doesn't present the value proposition that I need for it right now. Maybe the price isn't correct. Maybe the delivery isn't fast enough. Whatever it is doesn't mean we can never do business together. It just means this situation, this sale, this offer, this ask is not right for me now. It's not the right fit. Doesn't mean it's bad. It's just not the right fit, not what we're looking for as the consumer, as the audience. There are other options available. We're going to take advantage of those other options. There's always the potential they can come back to you, that the fit makes more sense at a different time, different situation for them, different parameters. So not a good fit or not right now is how you need to think about no's. Simply getting a no, simply not making a sale, having your sales numbers go down, whatever these negative outcomes are, isn't necessarily a specific indicator that you are a complete failure who's never going to win, never going to make a sale, and never getting a yes. That's not what it is. It's simply not right now, not the situation, not the scenario, not this fit. You need to find an audience that has a better fit, that has a more connected vision of what you're presenting to what they're looking for. So you need to find a different audience, a better audience. You need to explain yourself better or in a different way. Or you just simply need to keep hustling, keep grinding, keep selling, and the next time they might come back to you, and that fit, that timing might be right. So don't let a specific time or a specific no deter you from what you're doing. Now, if you get enough no's with the right feedback as to why you're getting the no, you do need to pay attention to that, because the audience, the consumer, they do tell us what they're ultimately going to value. So if you are selling something that everyone else in the market is selling for $25 and you're selling it for $2,000, you are going to hear a lot, "You're way too expensive." And eventually you do need to pay attention to that. The first person, the second person, the fifth person telling you that, not necessarily, but when 500 key targets tell you you're way too expensive, and you can do the math and understand that you're not just 10% more expensive or 100% more expensive, you're 2,000 times more expensive, then you have to make the adjustment. So no's will tell you the adjustments you need to make if you hear enough of them. But you also have to understand where you came from, where you're starting, and make sure you are talking to the right people first before you take that no into your evaluation process. So it's a not a fit or not right now. You also can't blame losses, blame no's, blame lack of sales on your competition. We talked a lot about competition last week, about how to treat your competition yourself, not other people. But your competition is not a problem. The fact people compete with you is not a problem. You should never be angry. You should never be upset that other people do something similar to you, have a similar offer to you, whether it's a product or service. That's not a problem. Their competition makes you better. It's a catalyst for growth within your process, within your organization, within yourself as a leader, with your team, your product development, etc. All of that is a catalyst for growth that comes from having competition. Your competitor should push you to be better at what you do and compete better. Not that you have to beat them or outwork them, but do better at what you do and provide a better option or a more viable option for your audience. So again, you can overcome those "not now" or "this is not the right fit" objections we just talked about earlier. So the fact you have competitors is perfectly fine. It's going to happen. It's part of business. It's part of life. Don't be mad about it. Don't be angry about it. Your job isn't to denigrate them or tear them down. Your job is to present your product or service, your offering, as best as you possibly can to the audience most likely to say yes to you. When they say no, you have to understand, is it the audience? Is it the value proposition? It's not the competition. It's things that you can do, things that you can control, moves that you can make, changes that you can make. So let competition be a catalyst for growth. Competition, the only competition you really have is yourself. It's you getting better every day. So don't get hung up on competition. Don't blame your lack of success, hearing no, not making sales, on competition or on the availability of something else. Now, if they're doing things underhanded, if they're being unethical, it's frustrating. Sometimes you can do something about it if they break a law. If they don't, just let it go. Understand you don't want to be that person. You don't want to operate that way. You don't want to have that reputation. And honestly, if they're cutting corners, they're taking shortcuts, eventually that'll catch up to them. So you doing what you do, focused on what you do, is going to keep you going through those no's, through those slow times. Because again, we all hear no's more than yes. We all have slow times. We all have peak times. We all have things that work. We all have things that don't. It's not just you, it's everybody. You get more no's than yes. So you've got to work through it and understand that. But the key to losing in the right way, it sounds funny to say that, but you're going to lose anyways. You need to find lessons to learn from each and every loss. You need to understand more and better and deeper from the process, from what you've presented, your audience, the market, how things are done, what your competitors are doing, but what other people are reacting to. Everything about how you do business can be put under the microscope every time you get a yes or a no. No's will tell you very much the things you should not be doing, the things that you should do less of for sure in the future, the things you should not do, the negative outcomes. It should be very easy when you get a no. When you get a yes, sometimes you think, well, it was this or that. And it's very often sometimes hard to understand exactly how you got the yes. It's typically much easier to understand how you got to a no. No's are typically more obvious, but you have to pay attention to it. You have to understand, again, if one or two no's are because of price or availability or some other factor, you don't make a major change. But if 100 no's are, then you have some data to reflect on to make some decisions in your process. So the silver lining from losses is that you get that data and information that you can utilize moving forward, but you have to utilize it. You have to pay attention to it. You can't be stubborn about it. You can't say, well, they just don't understand. They don't get it. That's your job to make them understand, to get them to get it. And by make them understand, I want to be really clear. It's not a trick. It's not a force. It's not a pushing people to accept things the way you see them. It's about you understanding them enough. Understand them as much as you possibly can so that you can present them what they want, the way they want it, the way they want you to speak about it, the way you want it explained to them. It's about you understanding them. You understand more when you pay attention to what they say no to as much as you pay attention to what they say yes to. That data is power. That data is information. It will allow you to make the adjustments necessary, kind of focus your funnel, move forward in better ways every time. So every time you have a sales cycle, every time you have a promotion, every time you have an ask, when you don't get the yes, the win, the victory, the expected outcome you were looking for, examine every aspect and try to understand why and try to do it better each and every time you go through it. This type of improvement, incremental improvement, is how business gets done. It's how success happens. The easiest way to illustrate this is examples such as sports or fitness. So obviously the best pro athletes, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, tennis, hockey, golf, we all know the first time they picked up a ball, the first time they started doing what they were doing, they were not very good. They were not good at all. They hit the ball 1 foot instead of 100. It wasn't good. But they did it again and again and again until they got better and better, and they created form and they learned their lessons from their mistakes. Those are the no's that we're talking about now. Those are the unexpected outcomes. They made changes. They updated themselves. They worked on other things as well, such as diet and exercise and mental capacity and all kinds of things like that, until they eventually became really good, became great, became phenomenal, became like a muscle memory, became something that they really didn't even have to think about because they were continually making adjustments. And even at the top level, the greatest athletes, the greatest people in the best shape in their life, they all have to continue practicing, continue doing better. You know, there was a story about Kobe Bryant's last game. He was in the gym 4 hours before the rest of the team even showed up. That's how hard he was practicing on his last day in the NBA. So you have to do the same as well. Same thing when you exercise. If you're not in great shape, first day you go to the gym, it's going to suck. You're going to be sore. You're going to lift weights of a certain amount. But you keep working out. You keep working on it. You work on your fitness. You work on the other things. You get better technique. And eventually you get stronger each and every time. It's incremental. And it's something that you have to do continuously over and over again. So approach running your business, approach building your brand, approach being successful in the same way that athletes approach their technique as they play. And it's a continual process that never really ends and always builds on from your last practice to your next practice. So you have to also win for the right reasons. And if you don't, you end up with more losses. Let me explain that. You could possibly get more wins or make more sales or achieve more or have more money in your pocket at the end of the day, the week, the month, simply by going straight for the sale, by doing whatever's necessary, sort of that old joke about used car salesmen, right? Like just do whatever it takes to make the sale, get the money, put it in your pocket and call yourself good for that day. But that is not how you build successful businesses. That's not how you build successful brands. It's not how you build successful reputations. That's not how you build organizations that are going to be sustainable and last for a long time and create real success and eventually real wealth. So don't look at today's sales and definitely don't look at what do I need to do to get the sale to happen, but instead, what do I need to do to connect with the right audience in the right way, explain to them what it is we do, our value proposition, that what we bring to the equation, looking for the right connections so that they find value in it and they are excited and happy about the relationship, the business transaction, etc. Win in the right way. Win in a repeatable way. Do things in the right way. Do not focus on the short term. Do not focus on anything it takes to win, anything it takes to make the sale. Do not focus on small money. Do not focus on the dime that loses you a dollar tomorrow. And finally, the last point, super important. I want to make an emphasis to make sure that you guys get this. Lose gracefully. I've told you several times in this podcast and many times on other episodes of this podcast, you're going to lose. You're going to get more no's than yeses. You're going to have losses. It's going to happen. It happens to everyone. It's not just you. Statistically speaking, a lot more no's than wins. No's than yeses. A lot more losses than wins. So lose gracefully. Be a professional about it. Keep yourself, your professionalism, because that represents you, who you are as a person. It represents your brand if you're an entrepreneur or if you have a business that people relate you to. You also have the potential to, if it's not the right fit, not the right time, tomorrow they may come back to you and be ready to do business with you. You want to be seen as professional. You want to be seen as an adult and someone who rises above petty little things. So do not be ugly. Do not be angry. Do not be frustrated and upset when you hit it, take a loss, when you have a no sale, when something doesn't work out right, because you need to present yourself professionally. You need to continue to be someone that is approachable by your potential audience. You also might need a collaboration partner. Someone who is looked at as your competitor may actually be a potential collaboration partner, will refer you when they find situations that are not right fit for them. Maybe they'll send business your way. When you find situations that's not a right fit for you, maybe you send business their way. So again, that's why you approach competition not as bad things, but as potential opportunities for you. And if you lose gracefully, if you take your L's the way you should, if you're professional about it, you have the opportunity to instead look for collaboration opportunities, look for referral opportunities, look for that next sale from that person who said no today, but they might say yes tomorrow. So lose gracefully, be a professional, keep your cool. It's nothing personal. People are doing business with you or not because of the value offer, because of how you're doing business and what it is they need in their personal and professional life, why they need the product or service you have. And it's not because they don't like your face. And it could be, but that's really not it. And if they do, there's nothing you can do about it anyways. You can only focus on, again, being a professional, being focused on your value proposition, doing what you do as well as you possibly can. So focus on that. Don't get focused on being angry, upset, being ugly about it. Be a professional, keep your cool. Your reaction to an unexpected or negative outcome tells a lot about who you are as a professional, as an organization, as a corporate culture, etc. And people know they can eventually come back to you and do business with you again in some other way. So provide them that opportunity by reacting to your losses in the right way. Deals come and go. Sometimes they say no and tomorrow they come back with a yes. Sometimes it's 6 months later, sometimes it's 2 years later. So I've had people who have not hired myself or the Golden Group for something, and then 2 and 3 and sometimes 4 years later, we end up doing business together, or they refer someone else, or they at least tell people that we handle things in a great way. So deals come together, they go somewhere else, maybe that deal doesn't work out, someone else doesn't meet expectations, someone else is cutting corners, taking shortcuts, whatever it is, if you do things the right way, if you present yourself the right way, be professional, don't take it personal, don't get too uptight, don't get upset, don't get angry, don't be frustrated by competition, embrace it, and you have the opportunity to do everything right and earn that second shot at the yes, the second shot at the sale, the second top shot at the business or collaboration partner or some other opportunity. And occasionally, you don't get the deal you're looking for. You don't get to make the complete sale, the complete project, the complete client you're looking for, but you get a little bit of it. 10 or 20% of a deal is better than no part of the deal. Sometimes you get a minor part of the collaboration, a minor part of the sale, maybe by a little from you and a little from the competitors. These are still better than zeros. So don't focus on what you're not getting. Do focus on what you are getting. Focus on how it moves you forward. Focus on what you learn through this process, positive and negative. Present yourself as a professional. Build your reputation. Find the silver lining. Find the nuggets. Find the gems. Find the data in every bit of this process. continually improve, put it together better ways every single time, and you'll start getting less of those no's and more of those yeses, or the yeses will come quicker or sooner, or you'll have other opportunities that you weren't even looking for, weren't even expecting, that will show up for you, that will provide for you because you're open to it, you're professional, your mindset is right, you're continually improving, you're continually finding ways to provide value, you're a consummate professional. Because that's what professionals do. That's how you win, through being able to lose well. I hope that was helpful. I hope you dug it. Please hit the subscribe button, tell a friend, share us on social media, hit me up if you have questions. If you want to know more about how to win successfully, how to lose successfully, how to make all of these concepts go together, or anything else that we talk about here in the Saturday Morning Hustle, hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on LinkedIn, hit me up on Instagram.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I would really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle, Entrepreneur AF, and Coffee and Donuts swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.